This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, I'm here with Eduardo Beltran. How are you, Eduardo?
Yeah, it's really nice. Thank you.
Excellent. You're the marketing director for Festinio. And we're going to be talking a wee bit about Festinio today and a wee bit about your different brands, etc. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about how Festinio started?
Faustino is a family company that was founded in 1861, and at this moment is the fourth generation of the family that is managing the future and the present of the company. Okay, we are in Ollón, a little village of Rioja Alavesa.
Yep.
That is the town where the company was founded in that year. Okay, now we are one of the most important companies in the business wine in Spain. We have different wineries in the main regions in Spain. Okay, we have three wineries in Rioja: Bodegas Faustino, Bodegas Marqués de Vitoria, and Bodegas Campillo.
Mm-hmm.
We have another winery in Navarra, Bodegas Valcarlos. And we have another winery in La Mancha, Bodegas Leganza. And the last project of the company is Bodegas Portia, the newest.
And where's that?
In Ribera del Duero. Ribera del Duero. It's Bodegas Portia. It's a new winery that we are building with the design of Norman Foster.
Who is Norman Foster?
Yes, Norman Foster is the prestigious architect that you know.
No.
No? Don't you know Norman Foster?
No.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. And this is a very important project for the group. But now, anyway, the bigger business for the group is here in Rioja.
What sort of wines do you make in Rioja?
We make a very big range of wines.
Mm-hmm.
We elaborate white, rosé, and red wines.
Mm-hmm.
And we have very famous brands like Faustino First or Faustino Five that you know very well in England.
Yeah, sure. Why do you call it Faustino One, Faustino Five, Faustino Seven? What's the number mean?
Yes, this is a way to classify the wines.
Mm-hmm.
Faustino First is the Gran Reserva, is the top.
Yeah, the Gran Reserva, so it's had the most aging in barrels, aging in bottles.
And then come the others, the five and the seven. This is the way.
Is there a Faustino 2 or a Faustino 3?
No, this is not in our plans for the future.
I don't understand. I never understood why you call it Faustino 1 and 5 and 7.
No, it's a tradition. It's a way of call the wines that our president started. I think that 15 years ago, and we have go on with this tradition.
Okay, so but the wines are the Faustino 7 is a Crianza.
Faustino 7 is the Crianza. Faustino 5 is a Reserva. And Faustino First is the Gran Reserva.
Okay.
In Rioja, we classify the wines in Crianza, Reserva, and Gran Reserva.
Mm-hmm.
It depends of the time that the wine has been in oak and in bottle.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
We'll talk about that later on. But you've also got some other brands, Marcus Vittoria, which I see a lot of in the UK, but more, not so much in the supermarkets, more for restaurants. And Campio is also where does Campio get sold?
Marqués de Vitoria is the younger winery in Rioja. The younger winery for Faustino Group in Rioja. And our style in Marqués de Vitoria is we look for wines style more modern.
Mm-hmm. A more modern style.
Yes, you can taste wines more with more fruit, and this style.
Very bright. I've always known they're 100% Tempranillo.
Yes,
and
yes.
They're very bright cherry fruits.
Yes. And Campillo is a very special winery. It's a wonderful winery with a marvelous building.
Marvelous
building.
Marvelous building. Yep.
that I invite you to visit.
Oh, yeah.
Also, it's very nice, very nice. We elaborate there in this winery wines with a more classic style than Marqués de Vitoria, but with a quality is the bigger selection of grapes for the group. Our best grapes are for these wines. We look for also a good combination of classic and modern wines. Is our objective. And Spain is one of the top brands in the market, yes.
Do you sell your wines through different channels? Like Marqués Vitoria, I never see in the supermarket in the UK.
No, but we use the different channels. We sell in supermarket and in bar and restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I don't know exactly where have you looked for, but...
For me, I always thought Marqués Vitoria was more of a restaurant wine, mm-hmm. whereas Festinha was certainly... I've always seen it in the supermarkets, uh-huh. and Majestic and Oddbins, you know, the big retail shops. Uh-huh. And Campillo, which one is it? It's not...
Campillo?
Oh, I haven't seen that. I don't see that as much as the Festinha. But maybe I just notice the Festinha more in the shops. You've shown me around your bodega here in... how do you pronounce it? Oñón, and the town.
The town, Oñón.
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 No, Eñe no. Oñón. Oñón.
Oñón.
Oñón.
Oñón. Oñón.
Perfect, perfect.
Perfect. See, my Spanish is bad. It's worse than your English. Oñón. You've shown me around your winery in Oñón. As we went through it, you could see where the winery had been expanded over time. You know, we saw some old square tanks.
Mm-hmm.
You showed me, you keep a lot of wine here. You're saying 5 million bottles.
Yes, here in Faustino, we have almost 9 million of bottles.
9 million, yeah.
Who will be in the market in 3, 4, 5, 6 or more years.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be Faustino 5 or Faustino 1st,
yeah.
The most of them.
That must cost a lot of money for storage.
Yes. This is the process of aging in bottle is very important for the winery, as you know.
Yeah.
And it's important if you analyze the financial questions, because you have a lot of money in the winery waiting to become... money.
Yeah, yeah, to okay. realize that.
Yes, to
cash.
Realize money, you to realize cash, okay. But for us, the most important is to have the confidence that the wine that you introduce in the bottle 8 or 9 years before the consumption is going to be perfect when the consumer opens the bottle and tastes the wine. This is the most important, and this is very, very difficult. You have to be very sure that you are doing to do it with this regularity. And to do so well every year.
Sure.
Faustino 1st, Faustino 5 are wines that are a lot of years in the market,
yep.
and we have a very good and very consistent quality, and this is very, very difficult, very difficult. This is the real challenge that we have every day.
Do you always make a Faustino 1 or a Grand Reserva wine every year?
No, we don't make every year. We only make in the special vintage,
mm-hmm.
where when we find the very good grapes.
How often is it? You know, every 10 years, how often would you produce a Grand Reserva?
No, it's more usual. For example, now we are in 1996 and we have 1995, but I don't know if we are going to have 1997. Maybe it will be 1998. Okay, maybe we have 6 or 7 years in each
10 years.
10 years, every, more or less. More
okay,
or less.
6 or 7 years every decade.
Yes, to get a wine with so quality 10 or 12 years before the vintage,
mm-hmm.
you need very powerful grapes that make sure that you are going to have very good wines.
Do you have vineyards that are specially set aside for this, or do you get all your wines in, put the wine into barrel, and then select the best barrels for your Grand Reserves? Do you?
Yes, we select the best.
So you don't have vineyards that you say, this vineyard is my Gran Reserve Rioja?
There are some vineyards that we know that every year we can get their grapes for the Gran Reserva.
Okay.
But we don't say absolutely these grapes are only for the Gran Reserva. We have to analyze there. We have to see if these grapes are okay, and then we decide to use for the Gran Reserva. But we know that the special conditions, the altitude, the other elements, yes, yeah. Tell us that these grapes, this vineyard is going to be correct for the Gran Reserva.
There's been trends in Rioja recently in terms of using more and more Tempranillo as the grape variety. How do you feel about that? You know, are you moving to more Tempranillo dominated wines, or are you keeping more with the classic grape varieties? And what are the classic grape varieties in Rioja?
Yes, it's Tempranillo is the more classic.
Yep.
But the Tempranillo is the variety who express in the best way the style of Rioja. And then in all our wines, the Tempranillo is the main variety. In all wines, at least it's a 90% of Tempranillo. And we have several wines with 100 for Tempranillo.
Okay, what other grape varieties are allowed to be grown?
Apart of Tempranillo?
Yeah.
Yes, maybe a little of Graciano, a little of Mazuelo, or a little of Garnacha. It depends on. Mazuelo and Graciano are other typical Rioja varieties.
Okay, and they're used for red. So it's three red wine varieties?
Yes, we use four.
Four.
Mainly three. We don't use very much the Garnacha.
We tried earlier a couple of your different wines. You've got a new wine that you're about to release into the market. What's it called, and why did you produce a new style of wine under the Festinio brand?
The market is very fermented, and we have to elaborate wines for the different type of consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that there are consumers that look for a classic type of wine, and other consumers that is demanding wines with other style. More modern, more fruity, and this type of things. But I think that we elaborate very actual wines.
Just so listeners know, when you say elaborate, you mean make wine.
Make wine. Ah, yes. We make wines with a very actual style. I think that in almost all our wineries, in all our wineries, we are always trying to see what's happening in the market. We are very interested in knowing the new taste, what is demanding the consumer. We adapt our wines to the needs and to demands of the market. And so we have so big range of wines that we have wines for all types of consumer. But anyway, in all of them, I think that we have a actual style.
A what style?
Modern style.
A modern style of wine.
Yes.
Okay, I think we'll wrap it up there, Eduardo. Thank you very much for your time.
No, thank you for you.